Hey, welcome to this episode of Just Plain Nonsense.
And I'm Mike.
And I'm Rob.
What's up?
So, you got some topics for us?
Sure, I can throw some topics at us.
All right.
Right now, I've been working on 4 books at one time because I'm OCD. And so, I haven't finished any of them, but...
I've worked on 0 books.
Nice.
Actually, no, that's not true. I've worked on a couple.
So, we both finished 0 books.
Exactly.
All right.
Right. And we've made $0 from all the 0 books that we've written together.
It's pretty awesome.
Collectively.
That's kind of close to success, I guess.
It's a start, I guess. It's a start of success.
I've been kind of in like the writing some dark stuff, I don't know, if you will.
Dark how? Like what you've been writing with the lights off?
Yes. No lights, no pants, none of that. That's how it goes with me. I'm creepy like that.
So creepy.
I like what you do. That's even... It's even creepier when
you're strong.
It's creepy.
Strawberry.
Everybody's
gonna think I'm so gay. They're like, who's this Rob guy? He's just like, he's so just like feminine.
Well, look, you're good at it though.
I've been practicing for years.
You'd make a great super feminine dude.
Or super feminine hero. Wait. That's where I thought you were going with that. You're like, I thought you were gonna be like, you'd make a great superhero.
You do. I mean, I don't know what kind of powers would come along with being super feminine.
I could wear pink underwear better than anybody else.
That's true.
I'd be like super strong at it.
And everyone would expect it because, you know, you're feminine.
I mean, yeah.
It's hard to pull off the feminine thing with those biceps, though.
They're a work in progress. Yeah. Are they big?
They're pretty respectable.
Let me see if I can flex them. Hang on. Nope. I don't know how.
Look at that.
I can do this one. Nope, that's wrong muscle.
That's like cocky, as most people pull their sleeve up when they flex. You just leave your sleeve down and flex.
I don't need to pull my sleeve up. I'll be like, you can see it. It's through my shirt right here. I don't want you to die, though, because there's all kinds of hair. See that?
There is, dude.
It's like I need a lawnmower.
It's a protective coat.
It's like I'm wearing a sweater.
A short sleeve sweater, though. It like stops like evenly right through at your sleeve.
Right at my sleeve. Maybe it's been the sun that's been killing all the hair on my arm.
Oh, maybe.
And then this is the stuff that's just been growing. Nope, I can't do it again.
God, I wish the listeners could see this. What I'm seeing right now. There's nothing feminine about this at all.
I mean, there could be. I could, like, bend my wrist a little bit.
Ooh.
How's that work?
I think I gave it, like, 3 feminine points just for that.
All right, that works. That works.
But I watched that TV series on Netflix called Marin. It's about a guy who has a podcast.
Yeah. I still haven't watched that yet. You told me to.
It's pretty good because he just kind of the direction I'm going to go with this once we actually start doing real ones. Like he brings in a random guest. So he like brings them in and like they can add that new element to each chapter because it's a new personality kind of sparks and then they bounce off that guy.
That'd be kind of cool if we had like guests every once in a while.
Yeah.
There is actually somebody else in here.
Oh.
In the studio today.
Oh, Dylan, a.k.a. Dilly Bar, a.k.a. Dill Pickle.
Dilly Dill.
He's the real Dill, you know what I'm saying?
I actually just met this dude today. Yeah. He's a pretty cool dude.
Known him my whole life.
He should
not
say,
really, I'm a little bit.
He should say hi.
Hi.
Perfect. What are you playing?
He's bald, okay.
What are you playing?
Pokemon Y.
Pokemon Y?
Yeah.
Why?
There's Mega Evolutions
in
it. There's what?
Mega Evolutions.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah,
I just try to hype it up.
You're like, what? I don't know what he's talking about. So what was some of the stuff we were talking about the other day that we kind of wanted, that kind of started this whole thing?
Oh, damn, we dabbled in a lot. Yeah, let's see. Well, we were talking about some pretty deep stuff.
Like the sea, because it's deep.
It was like that.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh. Threw an extra drum in there.
Put that with a question mark at the end.
Ba-dum-tsh. We could touch back on the part where we were talking about some ideas for some books that I was working on that would make good movies.
Okay.
And then you could just help me finish it. First one was The Three Libras.
Right.
Right. So it was the idea of like, there's 3 people, right? They're all born the first part of October. So these people, they always find each other, and they've existed through time, and it's almost like God keeps running them through the loop, you know? And like, so every time they die, that, you know, they come back to Earth and they don't realize that they're all connected, that they have these abilities until they keep coincidentally finding each other. you know, they're like spiritual brothers, you know. It's almost like,
are they all dudes?
I'm thinking about making one a female.
Okay. Know?
Maybe, you know, I just feel like that kind of adds that element to it. So that way we don't, you know.
Right.
Today's society, you know, you don't want to seem like you're sexist, you know.
In a world. It's
accidental.
Right. Yeah, you got to throw in.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, you got to throw in a black one, a Chinese one,
yeah.
a white one, an Indian one. There's got to be a girl.
Yep.
You're going to have a couple gay ones.
Oh, yep, yep. Maybe maybe a few different.
One that used to be a dude and is now a chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That cast in every single show.
Right, and then book. You're going to have like 38 characters in one book.
The 38 Libras.
Didn't the start as three? Yeah, but we had to account for all the political correctness in the world. So now there's 38 Libras, and one of them's a Scorpio.
I think that's why a lot of stuff doesn't take off, because it has to fit that requirement, you know?
That's what I love about a lot of the new shows that are coming out. Like, the ones that Netflix is doing, they're, like, they're original.
Yeah.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, a couple of them they're going back. Like, Stranger Things is all, it's like 80s style, but it's new.
I dig the 80s thing. I really do. I think I was born in the wrong time frame.
When were you born?
Well, I was born in the 80s, but I wasn't like wanted to grow to enjoy up. It.
I
you know,
you.
I was
goo
goo ga ga, et cetera, et cetera.
When were you born?
1987.
Okay. Wow. I'm 5 years older than you.
Yeah. So
you look like you're older than me though. Like, you just look more like a man than I do.
Thanks, dude. It's
I look like a child.
I think it's because you've been working on the feminine thing.
I guess that's
like it. Like a child with huge biceps.
I thought you were going to say a child with huge boobs. That's wrong.
Yeah, that would be
so wrong.
Wrong. In the scenario that I would have said that.
I'm telling your wife.
I know, I'm in trouble.
Especially when she hears this, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, I should say really nice things about my wife.
Right.
Hey, my wife's great. Did you know that? The best.
Do you remember her name?
It's like Sydney or...
But no, that's like a city in Australia.
Oh, you're right. I just call her, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What's up,
girl? Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Hey, baby mama.
Dude, this the podcast is going to be all over the place.
Dude, it's scattered. I think we're just trying to get used to the sound of our own voice and just right. kind of talking.
Well, I can actually hear both of us. And it sounds good. Like, it sounds super professional. Like, it sounds like I can actually hear me on the radio.
What?
Yeah. Here, try it out.
Okay, I'm trying it.
Make sure it's not going to be all sweaty. It's going to be warm.
So, oh, dude.
Sounds good, right?
It sounds super good.
So if I talk like this, does it sound like we're actually on the radio?
Yes, it does. We're on the radio with Mike and Rob.
So it's good quality. That's good.
I feel like I'm speaking louder now that I have headphones on my head.
You are. Am I you are a little bit. But I mean, I don't know, because I had headphones on, so you might not be talking much louder.
No.
We can actually look at the waveform and it'll show us if you're talking louder or not.
Oh, I see it. I'm so quiet.
That's what we've done so far.
You sound crazy since you stepped away from the mic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that sounds like Batman.
You're right, it did sound like Batman.
You sound just like Batman. From
Batman?
Yeah, yeah, you know Batman? When he's on Batman, he's on the movie Batman?
Yeah, from Batman.
Right, Batman. Yeah. And he's like the Batman? No, which movie was it? The one with Ben Affleck. Didn't he talk like that?
Oh, the new one. The newest one. The Justice League movie?
Maybe. I don't know.
Or Batman vs. Superman, I guess.
I don't know. I don't watch that
the
stuff.
The prequel to the Justice League movie?
Well, he was like, he's yelling. He's like, where is it? Which one was that? Was that Ben Affleck that did that?
I think that does.
No, that was Christian Bale.
Oh, they all kind of sound like that. Let her go.
No, Christian Bale was like that. He was like, where is it? Through the whole movie. I mean, that was pretty much his only line that I remember.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Ooh. I'm going to give me goosebumps.
Where is it?
Oh, with these headphones on, it really sounded good.
Where is it? Why don't they put Robin in movies anymore?
Right? That's because he likes dudes. Did you see the Lego Batman movie?
No, I did not.
I laughed so hard. I like, my face hurt. I was laughing so hard.
Dang. I like the good, those laughs.
It was good, man. They broke the fourth wall so many times. They like... They started with Batman talking to the audience. Like, the screen was black and he was talking to the audience. He's like, black. Every good movie starts with a black screen.
That's true. I think.
It was pretty funny. It was really, really good. And just the Joker was like so upset that Batman didn't hate him. He would never say I hate you. So he was like, you know how like in a relationship you're like, tell me you love me. The Joker was like, tell me you hate me. He was getting upset because he wouldn't tell me he hated him. Oh, somebody peeked. It was you.
Somebody what?
You peeked. What did that mean? It turned red. That means you were like a little bit too loud.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Ow. Okay, I get it now. I think if I talk like this, it's pretty safe because it doesn't hit that red line when I talk like this.
Oh, man. I'm thinking about putting this up just because it's hilarious to listen to. Just unedited.
Watch the bar raise when I sniffle.
It is a little delayed, though.
Yeah. Never get picking up sniffles.
Sniffles. Does that guy even have a name?
The old creepy guy?
From Family Guy, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't like Herbert or...
I think you're right. Something Herbert, like the
pervert. Is that it?
I'm going to look it up.
God, fact check this.
You talk while I'm looking it up.
Okay. So I'm going to talk while he's looking that up.
Are you?
You got a lot of candles, man. Into them good smells.
It's for the ladies.
Dude, I hear that. I mean, for my lady, because I'm married, she'll probably hear this.
Right. What's her name?
Her name is that girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Mine is for one specific lady. She knows who she is.
Yeah, she knows.
What am I looking up? Oh, yeah. Old pervert.
Herbert the pervert. I think that's it. I'm about 62% confident that's it.
That's better than halfway.
Yeah.
Herbert the pervert.
We should make a bet on this.
I already found it, so I would not bet against it because I have the indelible evidence. What's that word I'm looking for?
I don't know what word.
Inconsolable evidence.
Indisputable evidence.
Yes, that's the word. Indisputable. Let me, Rob, cut from this point. I have indisputable evidence. Gotta love being able to edit.
Yeah, editing is great. Could you imagine if it was always live?
That'd be cool if we did a live podcast at some point.
Yeah, I think we should. I feel like even whether it be podcasting or TV live, that's the fact that you know you're live kind of adds an element of like, because I think I'm bad about like sentence fillers, you know, like what if I did that every time? We should go
Did you just have an organism?
I did have an organism. Yeah.
That's so dirty.
Yeah. You're so good at talking feminine.
Like I said, man, I've been practicing a lot.
Well, I'm glad no one could see your biceps or else they'd be like, oh.
They're like, you're definitely not a chick.
Yeah. You definitely lift things that are heavy.
All the heavy things.
It's because you got a heavy purse.
Right. And I carry it with both arms.
All them coins, dog.
All them coins, yo. They're chocolate coins, though.
Ooh.
They're not real coins. So they're not as heavy as gold.
Do they even make those anymore? I haven't seen chocolate coins in a long time.
That's racist.
Yeah. It's that freaking unintentional racism.
I don't know. I don't know if they actually make them. Like I haven't gone out in search of them.
I think we should create more white jokes, like racist white jokes, because I feel like we need to even it out. Because, I mean, how many racist white jokes do you know?
I just know that the people like to call us honky.
That's not really a joke. You know, like you hear all kinds of like Mexican jokes and like black jokes and like.
I can't think of any white jokes.
I know one.
All right. Hit me with it.
Okay. So what do you call 12 white guys on a bench?
Baseball season.
Close, the NBA.
Oh, because all the black guys are playing.
My wife's Asian, so this is great. Now I can.
Are you sure? You sure she's not Australian?
Yeah.
She's Australian, mate.
If she had that accent, that'd be awesome. It'd be easier to pick on her. Although I do like that
accent. That accent is hot.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty sweet.
Accent. I mean, it depends. If it's a dude saying it, it's probably not hot. Like, that's what you think? That's a knife? This is a knife. Which accent do you like better? The English? No, I can't ask you that. You're married. Never mind. Scratch that.
Well, say so you could say generally as a general accent of the people. That
which,
way I don't trouble.
Which as a general accent of the people, which is more attractive? The British accent or the Australian accent?
Ooh.
He just had an organism, everyone.
I'm gonna have to go with the Can you throw both at me, an example, so I can get fresh in my mind?
You want me to try to do it?
Yeah.
Cheerio.
You just said cheerio.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like Cheerios, right? I don't know.
Cranky, mate.
That's a crocodile on her.
I'm so cranky.
What's his face?
Kangaroo.
He got stuck. Kangaroo, that's all he... Just kangaroo. What was his name? Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Stabbed by a stingray.
Yeah, well, why can't I do an English accent right now? It's a,
Hello,
governor. That's what everybody says that.
Not that one though. That's like the obnoxious one.
Yeah.
You've got like the.
Well, you call me on the. No, that doesn't sound right either. You call me on the telly.
Call me on the telly.
Now I sound like an old lady.
No, that's
Irishish.
You never go full Irish.
I don't think I can do accents
just
very well.
Full Irish.
I've never been good at that stuff.
Let's see. Let me try to think of somebody. Oh, do you ever watch Doctor Who? Just talk like Rose.
Oh, how does that go?
Can you
give me an EX, an example?
The only thing that I can think of is when she was checking herself out. Like whenever the lady that was stretched out, across all the, all that was left of her was some skin and her eyes and her mouth. And she was stretched out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, something happened where she ended up taking over Rose's body. And she wakes up and she finally has a body for the first time. And just for reference, Rose is hot. Billy Piper, everybody, look her up. I'll give you a minute. All right, now that you found her, she looks at herself in the mirror and she's like, and I've got a nice rare bumper.
Ooh, that did sound English.
Yeah. So... would you like some tea and strumpets?
Now that you gave me that reference, I think I'm getting closer.
Are you the Queen of England, you are?
I am.
I'm the Queen of England, I am.
Let's go on the merry-go-round. Shall we?
The merry-go-round. You missed all the R's in that word.
Tea? Tea, anyone?
Here you go. Hey, can you speak British for me? Tea?
Tea.
Strumpets? That's not British. That's just saying a word.
Why don't you catch a ride in my auto?
We got to get some petrol. Dude, we're going to get murdered by British people.
Yeah, it's... No, yeah. The British are coming.
One if by land. Was that what it was? One if by land, two if by sea?
Two if by tea.
Two if by tea. And we're done here.
Too many lines
are crossed. Once we start bringing in the puns, the podcast is over.
Yeah, I think you do a lot of editing from here on out. Look, you're going to finish. You're going to get done with this thing. It's just going to be like 2 minutes.
Right.
Time flies when you're having meaningless conversations in front of a microphone.
Time's fun when you're having flies.
Yeah.
That's what my dad said.
Hey, Dad. He's wise.
He's a wise.
Yeah.
He's one of them wise. Mm. Wise, you know, in the past, those wise.
That reminds me of a couple of my grandfather's old wise expressions.
Hit me with them.
One of them is, women are like elephants.
They never forget.
Every year they get bigger and bigger and they don't forget crap.
Well, you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah.
Probably not tonight because...
I don't get mad, girl. It's not you. You ain't an elephant, girl.
You ain't an elephant. She's pretty tiny.
Yeah, she's little. Well, she's Asian, bro.
Right.
Well, technically Pacific Islander. Either way, she's hot. It's all good. See, I said that. I think that covers me. Either way, right. It covers it.
You're like, she's little, but she's hot, so that's so fine.
Yeah.
You guys are super into fitness, though, aren't you? Does that end with a question mark and a bunch of dots?
Well, I mean, like, you know those people that like map out all their meals and they only eat super clean and no GMO and they're all like, oh man,
yeah,
I like to live life. I'll eat Oreos, you know what I mean? I'll throw a Hot Pocket in the microwave. I don't care.
Ew.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets are nasty.
Yeah, but I like that kind of nasty, you know? I like my women like I like my Hot Pockets.
I want them hot on the outside, cold on the inside, and I want them to give me diarrhea.
They leave as quickly as they came over. Bring them into the house. They're gone.
No, you got to stick them in the microwave first. Stick the girl in the microwave.
Actually, the best way to make Hot Pockets, I found, if you're not going to store them for long periods of time, is to not put them in the freezer, because then you keep them in the fridge. So that way you avoid the cold in the middle thing. Zap it on a decent microwave for about 30 seconds. Boom.
Life pro tip, people.
Yep.
You got to have a good microwave, though.
Yeah.
He did say zap in a good
microwave. Not the ones with the knobs that you twist. They're super old. It's got to have buttons.
And the ones that go, ding.
High wattage, yeah.
Ding.
Ding.
I have a toaster oven that does that.
Dude, what if we could customize microwave dings? Like you do, like you,
like a ringtone.
Yeah. So you could be like,
don't steal our idea, everybody.
Oh, we need to patent
this. It's already been patented. Wink.
Yes, it already has been patented by us. So don't even bother anybody else.
Yeah.
Because everybody would pay tons of money for a customized microwave. It's so useful. No more of that. I could see that if they advertise it for that. Are you guys sick and tired of the normal beeps day beep. In and day out on your microwave?
Beep.
I mean, it's self for college kids. That's all they do is microwave.
Yeah, whenever my Hot Pockets are done, I'd love to hear Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back.
Yeah. Or you could just have that. We can go back to the Batman thing, you know? It's done. It's done.
Where is it? To the microwave, Batman.
It's done. Or you can, you know, you could put your feminine voice to use. And
your food's done.
As you push each button, it voices off.
1 minute and 32 seconds. Oh, hey, big boy, you got 10 seconds left till it's done.
And it like had a sensor in it, so it could tell if your food's like not ready, if it's still cold in the middle.
It's not hot enough yet, big boy.
Dude, this microwave is going to cost like $4,000.
Oh, yeah, dude, I don't know if I was going to buy this thing. Maybe get like Apple or somebody to team up with us.
The iWave,
yeah.
The iWave. What are we going to call it? The iCrowave.
iCrowave.
The iCrowave. God, I'm an idiot. I'm an adorable idiot. Well, I'm still an idiot.
It's true, with big biceps.
Big biceps.
Boobseps?
Boobseps. Look at this definition right here.
It's defined. I feel like there's a dictionary sitting right here because there's just so much definition going on right there.
A what-tionary?
A dictionary.
Look at all that definition.
I feel like that was like a feminine Sean Connery. A dictionary. It's like if Sean Connery was like super flamboyant. Hey guys, I'm coming out of the closet.
I'm coming out of the closet. I'll take the penis mighty at her back.
I'll take that microwave for $400.
It's the iCrowave.
The iCrowave.
We're gonna sell that to
your Apple. Mother was an iCrowave.
The iCrowave.
Come back.
Did you ever see what was it? Short Circuit?
No, is it?
It's a movie about, you know, the robot number Johnny Five.
Yeah,
I feel alive. That's Short Circuit.
Oh,
and he's like getting onto this other robot, and he's like, "Yeah, nope. I was getting ready to pull out some Monty Python stuff." He says, "Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower." But I was getting ready to pull out some Monty Python stuff, where it was like, "Your mother was a hamster. And your father smelt of elderberries."
I feel like you should have used that when we were like leaning for our English accent reference.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like the queen.
I fought in your general direction. You went for the queen.
That's what I did, didn't I? It's recorded. There's evidence here. It was me. Can't deny it.
I mean, you could.
Tea.
Tea. You want some tea?
Would you like some tea?
What? Not, who's that?
I don't know. What?
That was Meatwad.
Have you ever watched
Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Yeah.
My name is Meat Wild. We smoke and we flip the bird.
Dude, I think we should get another minute of this. I think that's pretty good.
All right. So we're just going to do a podcast as Meat Wild for a minute. Shake tried to put me in the microwave one time because we was training for the Olympics, and I almost died. It was pretty hot in there, and I was getting all sweaty. And then my skin started to get hard. And then he took me out. Was that a minute?
I was trying to do it.
He was about him.
No, I
gotta,
can't get it.
You got to use it. It's more in the back of your throat.
In the back of my... No.
You got to talk through your nose, too. Animal!
I'm free!
Oh, you know who I can do?
Who?
Bobby's World. Did you ever watch Bobby's World?
Oh, man. Like, not in, like, 1,000 years.
Oh, get in here, Bobby. Don't you know?
I say Bobby, I think of...
Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby. I Bobby, make propane and propane accessories.
Bobby, if you weren't my son, I'd hug you. That was when he asked for a bike or a gun rack on his bike. He's like, Dad, can I have a gun rack on my bike? Bobby, if you weren't my son, I'd hug you.
That sounds like some Illinois stuff. I'm surprised I haven't seen that yet here in our hometown.
A gun rack on a bike.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a nice old camo bike with a.
Hey. So you sound more like a dude than I do.
I do? Yeah, because.
Yeah. My name's Rocky. Is that who you're trying to do? Or are you trying to?
I feel like it was a Rocky to Christopher Walken mix. Hey.
You're talking to my guy all wrong.
You do it again, I'll
stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
I'll fight you in a boxing match, you know?
Adrian!
Hey, yo, Adrian.
That reminds me of Ninja Turtles. We're getting way off track. Yeah. It's like we're just rambling about
you're boxing me all wrong.
You do it again.
No, I'll hit you again.
We're so dumb. I was talking to somebody yesterday and I was like, oh, it was this 13. I was babysitting this 13-year-old kid yesterday and we were playing video games and then we were like burping and making fart noises and talking about pooping on everything. And I was trying to make an impression of what it would sound like as an old man taking a dump. And this was my impression right here.
Hey, oh, goodness gracious. Do you remember when poops were easier? Doris, I'm out of toilet paper.
Doris.
That's an old name.
I can't use the three seashells. Hey. All right, so what topic should we get on?
Because
none of that's probably going to see a light of day.
Yeah, I was just straight ranting.
I mean, it might be fun, like, later down the road, whenever we're famous and stuff.
Yeah.
People be like, what were you like when you first started?
There you go.
Here you go.
Forgive us.
Right.
There it is.
Yeah, we were 10 years younger. Man, I'll be, like, old.
How old are you?
34.
Oh, I'll be 30 this year. Remember, in the grand scheme of things, we're still babies.
Right?
You know?
I mean, I'm kind of a baby about things, especially when it comes to pain. I'm a little girl when it comes to pain.
Dude, I know. Well, I mean, I don't know that you are, I'm saying. I know what you mean.
Like, how do you know? Have you been the one that's been hurting me? All right, so what kind of stuff would you like the podcast to be about? This would be a fun, actually, thing, just actually talking about what the podcast is going to be about. That'd be a fun podcast.
The intro, how it's all going to start. You know, I don't know if I want to make it like a deep, themed thing where we get super deep with things.
I don't think we can because we've been laughing like nonstop this whole time.
I think it would be good if we did do some deep stuff because we're so lighthearted and, you know.
Right.
We don't take anything too seriously, so it wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself. This is so hard to listen to.
Speaking of that, me and my friends are doing a video on suicide.
Really?
Yep. Suicide encouragement. Or not. Whoa. Scratch that.
I just didn't probably need to edit that one.
Scratch that.
It's just like courage. Yeah, that's. I don't think that's what you're wanting to do. That's a good thing. This isn't live,
I mean, right? It's actually encouragement, like to not do suicide. It's like encouraging people to be strong,
right? Which you know, a lot of people need that. There's a tremendous amount of people that they don't have the right kind of, you know, encouragement. You know,
right.
This is the end kind of thing for them. You know, and for sure, for Shizzle,
right? You know why Snoop Dogg always carries around an umbrella?
For drizzle.
You're not supposed to know the answer.
Oh, we'll redo it. Ready?
Do you know why Snoop Dogg always carries around an umbrella?
I have no idea.
For drizzle.
I get it. Because drizzle's like rain.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much better when you explain it. It's just, if you have to explain the joke, it makes it so much better.
And then the umbrella's there for the purpose of to stop you from getting wet from the drizzle.
Right. Because it's drizzling outside. And drizzle is, it's a homonym? Synonym?
Hummus.
No, hummus tastes like dirt.
So you don't like, so we've established tonight, you don't like hummus. Avocados. You don't like avocados.
Avocados taste like dirt. Hummus tastes like dirt. I just don't like eating dirt.
You think maybe your taste buds are messed up? If everything tastes like dirt?
Not everything. Like, I like spaghetti. That doesn't taste like dirt.
Hmm.
You know what else tastes like dirt, though?
Dirt.
Dirt. Dirt tastes like dirt. And, I mean, I like spaghetti. I like tacos, sandwiches. Mm. Starburst.
Do you like pineapples on your pizza?
No.
Does it taste like dirt?
No, it doesn't taste like dirt. If it did, it'd be strange. Now, pineapples on the pizza is like... I'm not a fan of fruit with my meat.
Oh, dude, it's like the perfect balance of sweet mm-hmm. and...
That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
Not sweet. Oh, man. See, like this is definitely a very hot topic here because I've talked to people and they're rather like, that's the stupidest thing ever, or I love it more than any other pizza topic.
I don't think it's stupid. Like, I understand why people like it, but I just don't. Yeah. I'm more of like a... I like sweet and salty mixed together, but that's the wrong kind. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop.
What?
Alexa's listening to me. Alexa, play Fall Out Boy.
Who's Alexa? Is that your technology? Is that your technology?
That's my technology.
You named her Alexa?
It comes that way.
Oh. What? Dude.
Alexa, stop.
Oh, and I killed it. Dude, I feel... Dude, your crib is like set up for just like cool stuff to happen.
Right. I can actually stream TV shows from my computer to my TV, like through the network. Like, I've been watching Big Bang Theory.
That's a funny show.
Oh, this one, that's my favorite show.
Your favorite?
My favorite show.
Dang.
That, and I like Black Mirror a lot.
Yes.
Black Mirror, you got like super excited and then nothing.
Yeah. Because I've seen two episodes.
Oh man, I've seen all of them. I had a Black Mirror reveal party. As soon as the new episodes came out, I had like 10 people here watching them with me.
Huh. Like a Black Mirror coming out party?
Coming out, yep.
It was released?
Yep, Black Mirror coming out party. Actually, that's what I'm going to call the next one. Black Mirror coming out party.
Didn't you say you seen the OA?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
I hated it.
Loved it.
I didn't hate it. I hated the ending.
Okay, so I talked to another buddy and he said the same thing. And then after we like really started breaking down and dissecting it, you know, he realized he liked it too.
What I probably need to do is watch it without a bunch of people. Because every time we watched it, there was somebody here watching
it. That's what you have to do. You have to make it like, remember that creepy environment we were talking about earlier with like the lights off and your pants off and just to be in the zone?
Well, it's not creepy until you take your pants off.
Right. But you're alone, so no one else is creeped out.
You're just creeped out at yourself.
Right. Which makes the experience better. Because it's kind of a creepy...
Well, you just got to put a mirror off to the side so it feels like somebody's standing there watching you.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
But it's actually just you.
Hmm.
From the past.
Staring at yourself.
Technically, it would be you from the past because as the light travels from you to the mirror and comes back, that's in the past.
I got a question for you.
Yo.
So, say you're walking in the woods.
You're walking in the woods.
All right. So, here's the scenario. You're walking in the woods.
Okay.
You stumble across a time machine.
Okay.
And you're like...
Wait, did I like trip over it? Legit trip over it?
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever it takes for this time machine to get your attention.
Okay.
So you get...
Well, if it's a girl like with short skirt, I'll probably pay attention to it.
Well, that's there too then.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
So you step into this time machine and you're like, huh. And you don't know what any of the buttons really say, what they do. You know,
they have like weird symbols on them or something?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you just like fiddle on it and you push it and all of a sudden it does some weird stuff. You step out of the time machine, and it's a year ago.
Okay.
Right?
Now there's two of me.
Right. So you come back out of the woods, and you go into your house, and you sit down, and you see yourself. You're like, what the heck? So then you decide you have sex with yourself. Is that, not saying that you would, I wouldn't. I'm just saying. But here's the question that comes with that. Is that gay, or is it masturbating?
I think it's amazing.
I think it's a good question, right?
No, I'm that's my answer.
Amazing?
Yeah, like
it was kind of like an A or B kind of thing. Like,
oh, I just made a C. Is it A, gay, B, masturbation, C, amazing, or is it D, a jar of almonds? That's a long setup. For like a crappy punchline. Okay. I don't think it would be masturbation because masturbation, I think, involves your hand.
Does it?
To me. I mean, that's just the definition to me.
Should we pull out your arms and get a definition here?
Of masturbation?
Because it's so defined.
Oh.
Bring up the point from earlier. Same joke. different.
No, we've already cut that out, so nobody's like,
oh, take it down. No, just, no, it's so stupid.
That's a very good question. This it warrants some debilitation.
It's inappropriate.
Debilitation? Deliberation.
Yeah. It's inappropriate, but you know, it raises a good question.
It's not inappropriate.
Because you know, you think about masturbation isn't necessarily with your hands. You know, it's just you're taking care of yourself in that sense. So, but since that is you and not a clone, not a twin,
it is you.
Is it like,
I think, yeah. I mean, based on that definition, yeah, it would be masturbation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We were talking about this at work and everybody's like, no, it's gay. And I'm like, I don't know.
Is it gay when you have sex with your hand? That's what you need to ask them.
Yeah.
Ask them.
I would say not because you know, it's all you, man.
It's your hand.
It's just weird. I won't deny it's weird.
Have sex with yourself?
Yeah.
Why has it got to be a year ago though? Why can't it be like, why can't I go back in 10 minutes and have sex with myself?
Yeah, I was just trying to deliver a story. I wanted it to be a
story. Plot, you know? I just want to have sex with a younger me.
Yeah.
Like when I'm 18.
See, that's why I had to be careful. Cause if it would have been when you were 17, now you're breaking laws.
Nope, or are you 17? No, it's you. It's you. You can have sex with yourself. And
that's true.
It doesn't matter. You can have like a 90 year old you. I really hope something happens with me and then like my laptop just sitting off to the side and somebody finds this. They're like, what in the world happened?
Who are these guys? You're not right. I'm about a Red Bull.
Uh-oh. God. If we can get sponsored by somebody, that would be fantastic.
Like Red
Except,
Bull.
Except I listen to these podcasts. You know who Kevin Smith is, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Comedian.
No, he's kind of a comedian.
He plays in that comic movie or TV show that comes on like
Comic Book Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his comic book store. Yeah. But he also wrote Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, right. Jane, Silent Bob, Strike Back, and he plays Silent Bob.
Yeah.
But he, where was I going with this? What did we first, what were we saying a minute ago? That's
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sponsored, yeah.
So he has a podcast.
Good job, guy in the background.
Right. He has a podcast with his friend Scott Mosier, and they call it Smodcast. And they are sponsored by Fleshlight. So they did the podcast in his house for a while. And then they went over to, they started doing them live on stage in front of an audience, and they record it just like we are. But at the end of every single one of them, the Fleshlight would send them a box of Fleshlights.
I think at some point you'd have way too many Fleshlights.
Give them away. They give them a certain number and then they give them away at these live events. So what they would do is you put your name in and then they would call your name up and you'd come up and pick a Fleshlight. And they had some that were like buttholes. They had some that were like in flashlights. Some were in beer cans. So
do they do like an Oprah thing on their show? They're like, Fleshlight for you.
You get a Fleshlight. You get a Fleshlight. No, they would call names and they would come up and get them. And a lot of times these girls would come up and get them. Like a chick would come up and she would be like, yeah, I want that one. Like, really? what are you going to do with it? She's like, a lot of times they're like, I'll give it to my boyfriend. Like, yeah, right.
I feel like if you have to give that to your boyfriend, yeah. You're
doing something wrong. Yeah. No, but they were sponsored by Fleshlight. So I think it'd be cool if we were sponsored by somebody who was sort of reputable, not Fleshlight, like Red Bull or, you know, whatever. Yeah, that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to be sponsored by Netflix.
That would be super cool since I'm a Netflix addict.
Me too. What do you watch? What's your favorite thing to watch on Netflix?
My favorite? Oh my God. I'd say pull up a chair, but you already got one.
I'm sitting on a couch.
Pull up a couch, bro.
with these biceps, I can pull up two couches.
Same time.
Did you ever listen? You ever play Grand Theft Auto, right? Like the old ones.
Yeah. Back in the day.
There was one that was, you listened to Chatterbox on in the car.
Yeah.
And there was a guy on there and he was talking. There was a guy that had a radio show called Laszlo. His name was Laszlo. And he was talking to this guy. And I don't remember it exactly because like I don't remember. I remember talking to my friends about it and we would die laughing. It would be like the guy would go, he's talking about like knowing karate and judo and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, after my morning meditation and two glasses of hand squeezed potato juice, I could chop a butt in half. And then he's like supposed to be in the studio with the guy. And he's like, I could chop this desk into two half desks. And Laszlo's like, you heard it, guys. He's going to chop this desk into two half desks. And then you hear him like, hi-ya! And then he hits the table and you hear him go, oh, Laszlo, it hurts, Laszlo. It hurts so bad. Oh, man. That was such a good game. Oh, my face hurts. Yeah. Does your face hurt? Like, I've been smiling this whole time.
My face hurts. My face hurts, and my bladder's full of Red Bull.
Go to the bathroom. We'll just record it.
Okay, or I could just take a break. A bathroom break brought to you by Red Bull. I guess I can't advertise them without the permission. Right.
And on that note, we're going to call it quits for this one.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Rob. Check us out on our next podcast when we talk about more just plain nonsense.